Lacey? Oh, yes, they just had a phone put in. They bought the Baldwin cabin. It was vacant for 2 years, and they just bought it. It's out at the end of Balsage Point, a big cabin on high ground, looking out over the lake. It has a marvelous view. Do you know Mr. Lacey? No, I said, and went out of there. I walked back to the Indian Head and got into my car. I stopped the car on the tip of the point and walked over to a huge tree, fallen with its roots 12 feet in the air. I sat down against it on the bone-dry ground and lit a pipe. It was peaceful and quiet and far from everything. On the far side of the lake, a couple of speedboats played tag, but on my side there was nothing but silent water, very slowly getting dark in the mountain dusk. I wondered who the hell Fred Lacey was and what he wanted, and why he didn't want to stay home or leave a message if his business was so urgent.